It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm going to say this now and I'll kind of leave it at that, but I won't ever talk about contract stuff in the media. I saw a report come out the other day. I think it was the Hockey News, and I don't know where he's getting his information, but it wasn't from our side, and we're not going to talk about it. Whatever goes on, we'll stay internal between swings and our group. But, I don't leave it at that. I think there's enough respect between the two sides that we can deal with it, and leave it at that.
Brad Marchand yesterday, ooh, he kind of walked off after that, right? Was that the end of the exchange?
Keep it between him and Sweens.
Not going to talk about it. It's not coming from my side.
Nope. No leaks over here.
Not going to talk about it. He referenced he had like 3 surgeries last year on top of that.
Yep.
So it's the final hour of Jones and Keith on WEEI. We'll get into the Bruins and some contract squabbles they have going on. Jeremy Swayman, Scoops Keith, had that last week. There's some new reporting on Sway. I want your thoughts on that. We have thoughts on Brad Marchand as well. We got Grab Bag coming your way at 1:45, so stay tuned for it. We're also going to make all our season predictions for the NFL tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
On Jones and Keith.
Get on the record.
Who's making the playoffs? The Patriots.
Who's in? Who's out?
Who's in? Who's out? MVP. First coach fired.
I think we'll also do, we'll have the whole show put in like a little bit of a when does Drake May start? A little pool.
Right? Like that.
Like when you guess like when the baby's going to be born.
Yeah.
Like when does Drake May play his first or start his first game?
I like that.
Yeah. Start.
When? Yeah, because you got a lot of Bailey Zappi last year.
Oh, the Zap attack anytime.
Had to wait for starts.
When does he start?
When's his first start? So we'll cover that tomorrow on Jones and Keith. Your thoughts on Brad Marchand there? Not going to talk about his contract.
Not going to talk about it. I think he, a guy who's been on the Bruins forever. 15 years with the Bruins?
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to be on the Bruins until he retires. That's just the guess I have. You know, he's one of those guys that going back a few years ago when he signed the deal that he's currently on, he probably could have gotten more money. He probably could have waited till he was a free agent and gotten more money. He didn't do it. So I think it's the same thing. He's not going to talk about it. That's his approach. I could see him even going year to year, or even if it's like a 2-year kind of extension where it's good money, but it's not maxing it out by any means. Because he's one of those guys, and this is, I think, does relate to Swayman, where I think Don Sweeney's had a good run of keeping Marchand and Bergeron for as long as he wanted to be here and getting other guys to stay on relatively team-friendly deals. I don't think Swayman, at least right now, is interested in a team-friendly deal.
No.
And so these two are very different. But, yeah, I was a little surprised where he's like...
Not doing it, guys.
So I guess I didn't see the report that was out
me
about
either.
What Marchand was asking. So maybe he is a little sensitive to that because I'm like...
Well, who is he sensitive to? He's like, it's not coming from my side. So either
he's mad at the team?
Well, either that's a real, bait and switch where it is coming from his side. He's like, it's not from my side. But right, who are you mad at? You're mad at the team. Who else would you be mad at?
I guess. Yeah, right. There's not how many other sides? It's usually two sides.
Yeah.
$6.125 million for the upcoming season, and then he's an unrestricted free agent for Marchand.
Yeah.
So
it was a total bargain of a deal. It was a great deal for a guy who is, and maybe he's, certainly on the downside of his career, but an all-world player, like a best left wing in the league,
but what
arguably.
Was wild, too, is when they brought Krejci back and when Bergeron came back, those guys signed for like $1 million. Remember?
Yeah.
Like, they played for nothing.
Yeah.
They just wanted to be on the team. So that's one where, like, if you're Sweeney, you're obviously looking for a good deal, but, like, I don't think Marchand's going to play for free either.
No.
So, like, where's that sweet spot? Like, he's, you know, Pasternak's making over 11. So, like, I don't think you want him to make.
And what's five?
What's,
you have McAvoy in front of you? What's he, like, 9.5?
Yeah, McAvoy is 9.5.
Yeah. So, like, the contracts have turned with Sweeney.
And Elias Lindholm, who they brought in, who actually I am excited about, he's 7.75 million.
Right. So the contracts have turned a little bit.
Yeah.
Where for a long time, they had, for whatever reason, it was like, well, no one can take more than Bergeron. And then you'd point out, but Tuukka Rask makes more than Bergeron.
Krejci, I think, did.
I think he did,
point,
too.
Like 7
and so you're like, what do you mean no one can bet? Two people on your team make more than Bergeron. But players chose not to take more. Chara didn't take as much. I think that's kind of gone. And maybe Swayman's going to blow the lid off that. I think Scheim surmised earlier today that maybe this is a shot at Swayman. For talking about his contract.
Could
going
be. He's like, I'm never going to talk about the contract in media, whereas Swayman's doing a podcast talking about his contract and everything else.
Look, I think it's a good theory, and I'm not saying Scheim is wrong. I think it's a good theory. Maybe he's upset that Swayman's negotiating through the media or whatever. But when he says it's not going to leak from my side, it's not coming from my side, and he's upset about it getting out, that means he's mad at the team. And so maybe he's mad at Swayman too, but I just think the juicier story there is, is he pissed at Don Sweeney for leaking this information out or his talking points getting out? Is he not aware that his agent is doing it? He says it's not coming from his side. So now you might have a couple of contract squabbles on deck for the Bruins this year.
What do you think he's even looking for? Marchand's 36, and he's still good. Don't get me wrong. I want him on the team as long as he wants to be here, but
can I pull up the left wing market?
2 years? 3 years?
Yeah, I mean, right. Short
it's term. It's got to be not like... Could you sign him for 2 for $14?
Maybe. He might not even want that much.
Yeah,
two for ten?
2 for $10.
Something like that. Yeah. Like, I'll take a little bit of a haircut on the AAV, but I want 2 years. But he's not going to go down, to your point, to the Bergeron-Krejci level,
also,
I don't think.
Like, he's to the level now where, don't you think, you almost even bring him in, you're like, all right, listen, like, if we give you $4 million, here's how we're going to use the rest of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not a lot of guys on the team anymore that I think you would have that conversation with. Like, you have a lot of young guys, right? There's been a lot of turnover.
Yeah.
So he's one of your older guys. So you're like, hey, you give us a little bit of a deal, like, we could try to find a better center or something along those lines.
Yeah. So maybe. I wonder if he would go there. So I'm looking at AAV for left wings.
Yeah. What do you got?
Let's see. Toffoli?
By the way, it's crazy to look at hockey contracts after looking at, like, basketball contracts and baseball contracts.
It is.
Guys making $60 million a year, and then you're like, oh my God, Draisaitl got 14.
Does Tyler Toffoli have the highest AAV? That can't be right.
What website are you on, Jones?
I'm on SpotTrack.
No, that's not going to cut it. Go to Puckpedia.
Give me Puckpedia.
These guys got everything.
They got everything in there?
Yeah, Puckpedia's got it.
All right. Well,
I'm not wild about the font.
Fine. Let me keep seeking this out.
Okay.
But when it comes to Swayman, there's also reporting on that, Keith. Frank Saravalli.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is directly countering.
Seems like a shot.
Hashtag Scoops
it
Keith.
It seems like it.
But shot across the bow. He says that the team is offering closer to 6. Swayman is asking for closer to 8. Your thoughts?
Yeah, he said mid-8. That's what Cervelli said, is like 8.5, and the Bruins countered with 6. So I still feel pretty good about my scoop that it was 10. You never know with negotiations sort of what time he got his scoop versus when I got my scoop and everything else. So I feel like 10, regardless. It seems like there is a pretty sizable gap between the two sides, which is also why you've gotten to this point and you don't have a deal done. And he's your starting goaltender. You've traded away Linus Ullmark. He is clearly the guy that you have said, all right, we drafted him. He's played well. We want to extend him. But it's not going as easy as the other guys. Like Brad Marchand and Pasternak and McAvoy, these other deals seem to have gotten done a lot easier than Swayman. So I still feel confident in the 10. And now it's going to be all about how much higher will the Bruins be willing to go off of their number and how much lower will Swayman be able to go off of his.
Yeah, I mean, look, if the Bruins are offering him 6, maybe you understand why he's asking for 10.
Because then he's like, all right, fine, I'll sell it.
Fine, I want to get to 8, 8.5, but I'm going to ask you, if you're staying at 6, which is unfair to me, then I'm going to go unfair to you and I'm going to ask for 10. By the way, the highest paid left wing. I don't know what the hell I was looking at before. This is still SpotTrack.
What on earth?
For all your hate on SpotTrack, Panarin is the highest paid left wing, AAV, 11.6. Huberdeau's at 10.5. Sebastian Aho is at 9.75. Okay. Jimmy Benn, 9.5. Tkachuk at 9.5. You know, then you get to Ovechkin, Kaprizov, Timo Meier. You know, you're talking about the premium left wings in the league.
I was gonna say,
and some of those guys aren't young. Kachuk.
Jamie Benn's old.
Jamie Benn's, like, breaking down.
He might be Marchand's age. Or,
so yeah. Those guys are getting, you know, north of 9, approaching 10. I can't imagine Marchand's going to ask for that, but 2 and 10 might not get it done.
Well,
with
I also wonder if some of those are, though, at the end of their deals, right? Like, maybe when you sign Jamie Benn,
Ben sign? He was 26 at the age of his signing.
Oh, my God. So he signed. Oh,
he
so
signed,
that was
he
one
signed
of those
an 8-year deal.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's at the
this
end
might
of
be
his
the
deal.
End of it then.
Yep. Ovechkin signed his in 2021. He was 35, and he still has a few years left on.
Yeah. He's sort of a different study.
He is. You know, were they coming off a cup then? They might have been.
Might have been.
And, you know, he's an all-time great.
He's going to, like, break some of Gretzky's records.
Yeah, he's approaching the goal-scoring record.
I didn't think that was doable, but yet here he is. So, yeah, I mean, I think they get something done eventually with Marchand. It's kind of a matter of, you know, what does he want? But I'd be shocked if they didn't.
And if it's going forward, you're talking about next year's cap, not this year's cap. So it doesn't impact Swayman this year, but it'll impact their cap figure going forward.
Yeah.
And it's something they got to juggle. So how big of a problem is that for the Bruins? 617-779-7937. We'll get back into your feedback on the Patriots. If you want to jump in on the Bees, you can do that. As I said, we got Grab Bag coming your way at 1:45 today. We'll see what Hart and Arcan have coming up. I know they're talking to Schefter at 3:45, Alex Cora at 3:30. We'll get back into Bill Belichick. The million gigs. He's got another gig today. Brand new one.
Another brand new job.
New media gig that he's got going on. His job in media. Tom Brady's job in media. It's getting close. How much are we looking forward to those two?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You can really see, you know, they did resign a lot of the players that we had, you know, brought there and had there, as they obviously liked those guys. And then, you know, a couple of players that they didn't resign.
Well, Bourne resigning, Onwenu resigning. Stevenson had a year to go. They extended him. Henry was a resigning. He's been a solid leader for him. Gottschall, they did, you know, during training camp. Barmore was an extension in the offseason. He does look like he's going to play very much this year. Tavai is an extension. Duggar was a transition player. And Josh Uche. The guy that's not on that list, of course, is Matt Judon. Judon was traded down to Atlanta. And so that'll provide an opportunity for Uche, Tavai, and Jennings to take that spot that, you know, Judon would have had a lot of playing time at. So, you know, we'll see how those guys do. But, you know, a lot of guys came back. The additions were mainly draft choices.
Yeah, and obviously Judon, a guy that we really liked and we enjoyed being around a lot. You know, good football player, very productive football player. So, you know, these guys are going to have to step in and try to, you know, fill that production out on the defensive side of the ball.
Patricia. We really like Judon.
Judon's a great player.
We really like him.
How'd
they
let him go?
Yeah, good signing, coach.
Guys, he's a podcast coach. He sounds like a lot of podcasters. That's somebody who's a podcaster. That's just kind of a normal voice.
Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah. Just talking, just breaking down all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
There's a podcast for everything.
Oh.
What do you like?
True.
Tell me something you like.
I told you, I've been doing the fantasy football podcast.
All right, there's podcasts for that.
Yeah, so many.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
You want to, like, build model trains? Podcast for that.
Yes. Take Dorn Podcast.
Yeah, you want to talk movies and TV? Got a podcast for that. You want to sniff glue? We got a podcast for that.
You want to rank the top 50 movies of all time?
Done.
Idea taken.
Split it up into two parts. Make
Can't
it easier
done.
For you on your drive home or to work.
Yeah. So
or
Patricia,
maybe you're in the shower listening to us.
Patricia's on there with Bill now.
Yeah. On Coach. If you're looking for it, it's called Coach.
On Coach, the new podcast idea.
I'm curious. Yeah. What?
Watch along with old episodes of Coach.
Oh, like the TV show
Craig
Coach,
T. Nelson
with Hayden Fox,
Dauber,
Luther Van Damme. He was the D coordinator.
Got it.
He was like the Buddy Ryan. I think he was based off of Buddy Ryan.
He seemed like he was based off of Buddy Ryan. Yeah. He was curmudgeon. He was a bit of a curmudgeon.
Dauber just did teams, though, so I don't know who did.
I gave him way too much credit. I thought he was like scheming up the offense.
I don't think we saw the OC much, unless it was Hayden. Hayden might have been like an offensive head coach.
Called his own.
Because you wouldn't need to rely on Luther Van Dam as much if you were both defensive guys.
Yeah. He's head coach defense.
Yep. He's head coach offense.
Craig T. Nelson's running the offense.
I think Dauber was a former player, right? And then they brought him back on to run special teams.
At Minnesota State.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he played at Minnesota State.
And then
he brought
him to the Orlando Breakers as well. We've already been over this at this point. But yeah, I'm curious if Bill and Matt Patricia, who is a rocket scientist, settled on coach. What were some of the names that didn't make it?
Yeah, what did they scrap?
Bill and Matt, Belichick and Patricia.
Two guys talking ball.
Two guys talking ball.
Bill and Matt.
Two guys, one ball.
Yeah. Two guys, one ball.
Two guys.
I think that's it. Yeah. They said too edgy.
I know, not bad.
Too edgy for us here at Underdog. We're a family company here at Underdog. We're not going to allow for that at Underdog.
Because if anybody liked and respected fantasy football, it was Bill Belichick. So it was an obvious hire.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get this guy. Hey, Bill, which guys do you like this week in a PPR? He's like, what?
Fantasy football doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, you're getting paid by a fantasy site.
Not to force anyone to listen to that whole thing, but do you think he has to make like a fantasy football prediction?
I hope so. I hope at the very end they're like, Bill, by the way, can you give us like your picks of the week? He's like, what?
He just loads up
he
against the Pats.
He loves Brees Hall. He's going to pick Brees Hall five times.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Every week.
He's like, can I get Walter Payton?
Give me all the Jets. No, you can't have him.
No, I can't.
And a long snapper from the 60s.
Yep. Burt Jones?
10 sacks for Lawrence Taylor.
He's like, if I can't have Tom Brady, I'll take Burt Jones. You're like, what?
He's loading up against the Pats every week. It's not a bad move.
His daily pick. Well, you know who's got Cincinnati defense in week one? Yeah, boy.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I drafted him at the end of the draft.
We already talked about this. Somebody texted about this. You're going to stream against the Pats every week?
I'll see how week one goes.
Get that Seattle D week two.
I'll pounce on Seattle. I'm sure San Francisco's his own. New York's might be owned.
Not to give up strategy here on the air for free, but you might want to get in front of that and make the ad this week.
I know.
So you're not out scrambling. Now, you don't want to burn a waiver wire priority.
I don't want to do that. And
your FAB, your free agent budget. You don't want to burn that.
And I got a good roster. Everybody deserves to be on the team that I currently have.
Has six defenses stashed for the season.
Just this the Patriots schedule?
You got no one you can cut?
My team's pretty loaded.
Yeah, no.
Not friend of the show, Hunter Henry. I can't do that. I got to keep him.
You couldn't?
Yeah, he's the first one gone.
He's
got one foot out the door.
Yeah, you don't want to talk to him on Monday, but he's probably the first one to go. Okay, so these two are doing the podcast together, one of many gigs for Bill Belichick. We're going to hear from Tom Brady shortly as well. Week one, finally, he's been doing all these mock broadcasts. We're going to hear from him. Just a couple of updates as they relate to the Patriots and the Bengals this weekend. Number one, Zach Taylor the other day said Ja'Marr Chase. And we talked about the line movement on this game from 9.5 where it opened down to 7.5. Seems like there's an indication that Chase will not play. Zach Taylor earlier in the week said it's day-to-day with Ja'Marr Chase. Today he said, and this is in the last 20 minutes or so, quote-unquote, we'll see.
That's a no.
You think that's a no?
I don't think he's playing.
Can I hear the context on it? I'd like to hear it, not to put you guys to work back there, was he like...
He's also the same guy that said and then he had to follow up the next day saying, well, I kind of put my foot in my mouth there. I stepped in it. Remember that was his line?
Yeah, he's got no real...
He doesn't know.
No real feel for Ja'Marr Chase. But did he go, we'll see. And there's a little bit of tone there. He's like, we'll see.
It's true. There's a big difference there. Yeah. You do like a high pitch, we'll see. Like you're getting stepped on.
Like a thinking man.
A thinking emoji, we'll see. Like, I don't know, man. We'll see.
Yeah, that's
stern.
That's bad.
We'll see.
We'll see.
That's a no.
That's like he's angry at him.
We got to find the tone.
But he's like,
what's your guess?
I don't know. Well, make sure you're watching on Sunday. We'll see.
We'll see.
At what point is there a certain time that he needs to practice?
That was a curve
in between.
We'll see.
We're not there yet.
But is there a deadline that even exists?
No, we'll see.
Oh, it's multiple we'll sees. You said he said we'll see.
It's 45 seconds of we'll sees.
That's a great question.
Both teams played hard. Both teams played hard.
Give me the first we'll see again.
I'm just here so we don't get fined.
All right, fire away. We'll see.
At what point is there a certain time that he needs to practice in order for y'all to feel good about him playing?
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there.
Okay.
Well, so I understand.
That's a flat we'll see. I didn't really account for that we'll see ahead of time.
I feel like the first we'll see actually could have been the answer. But when you say, hey, is there a deadline for him to be back in order to play? How can you possibly say we'll see? In your mind, there should be a deadline. Like, if he doesn't practice all week, will you play him on Sunday? You should have.
We'll see.
We'll see.
He's not playing.
So he said, right now, I now think this too. You're onto something. Because every Ja'Marr Chase answer is we'll see. That means
can't
it was
be.
Pre-planned.
Yeah.
Which means you're not telling the truth.
Hashtag
if you gotta,
we'll see.
If you got to pre-plan it, hashtag we'll see. He's
he
not playing.
Is not playing.
Winnable game. This is a winnable game. You don't think they're going to cover.
You've talked yourself into a lather here. They still are the biggest spread on the board.
Yeah.
It was 9.5.
It's dropping.
Now 7.5.
Dropping like a stone.
That's 2 points. Ja'Marr Chase.
You missed a buying opportunity.
Probably. I don't want to be involved in this. I would take the Bengals. I'm not going to bet. It's a no bet for me.
Yeah, it's a no bet.
But
Sportsbook Rhode Island's not going to love that.
Sportsbook Rhode Island. Yeah. I've given you my bet of the week. Go to Sportsbook Rhode Island right now. You're going to find out what it is. Spoiler, it's Green Bay. But I would say the Patriots game, if I had to bet it. Say I was in a league where it's like you pick every game against the spread.
Sure.
Gun to my head, gun to my Johnson. Who am I picking? Cincinnati.
Okay.
Cincinnati -7.5.
Oh, interesting.
The Patriots can't score points.
Well,
you keep skipping over that. You're like, oh, no, Ja'Marr Chase. Who's going to score a touchdown for the Patriots?
The defense.
Two defense.
They're going to pick off Joey Burrow?
Yeah. They did. Last time they played Burrow, they picked him off a bunch.
Yeah, Burrow did have some bad week one games.
No, but this wasn't week one. This is December game.
Now, that game?
They were way up.
Yeah.
And so, like, the Bengals maybe called off the dogs a little bit, but they picked him off in that game.
But they're playing in...
Am I right about
the
that?
The jungle? What do they call the Cincinnati game? I think you may be mixing your games.
You think I'm mixing my games?
Yeah, it's possible.
They didn't pick off... Is Joe Burrow still bleach blonde, or is that gone?
I think that's gone.
That
went the way of the dodo bird, I believe.
No more.
Sadly.
No more M&M look for him.
No dodo birds.
Okay.
Yeah, they lost week 16 of the 2022 season.
Two picks for Burrow.
What else did he do? Did he have 375 yards and three tugs?
Yeah, 52 attempts.
Yikes.
I could throw three tugs on 52 attempts.
T. Higgins, 8 for 128 and a touchdown. Ja'Marr Chase, 8 for 79, no touchdowns.
Yeah, we'll subtract that and subtract.
Well, they kind of limited him. T. Higgins torched him.
Yeah, but now the defense is focused on T. Higgins, or focused on him in that.
Ja'Marr Chase also lost a fumble. Give that back. You got to give me that back.
Okay, give that one back. Yep. You're right.
Damn it. Are the Bengals going to wear, have you seen their all white?
Love them. They're not wearing them week one, I don't think, but those are nice.
The snow leopard, or whatever that is?
Yeah.
You guys, Nick, you seen this?
Yeah, they look great.
Oh, my God.
Is it a Bengal tiger? What's a...
Yeah, a Bengal tiger.
A Bengal tiger.
It's not a snow leopard. They would be the Cincinnati snow leopards. They're not. They're not.
Not Bengal tiger. Those running around Cincinnati.
But
it's a white Bengal tiger.
So it's a white Bengal tiger? Because they're the Bengals and they're orange.
White tiger?
Yeah.
Yeah, white Bengals.
Okay. I like those. Did you see the Patriots have this?
They're actually called snow Bengals.
Oh, snow Bengal.
Yeah, snow Bengal.
They're
little guys. I was looking at a photo of it online.
You see the Patriots have announced their throwback schedule now that you're bringing up uniforms.
So I'm glad that they should just wear all throwback. I'm very pro throwback. I don't like the current uniforms
Throwback to the Pat Patriot, not to the Bledsoe. We're going to talk to Drew Bledsoe on Friday. Perhaps we could bring this up. Not to the Bledsoe throwbacks.
So I've kind of warmed up to those. So I don't like the Flying Elvis. I never have. The team's been great, so you just kind of go with it. Mm-hmm. But there is something to be said about the 3D letters that Bledsoe wore, those 90s ones.
With the Flying Elvis that went around the shoulder. They're
enormous
giant. Sonny and Butch could see him from the International Space Station. Those things.
I immediately think of Chris Slade. I call those the Chris Slade uniforms.
Okay, yep, sure.
But those were kind of cool. The ones now, the Color Rush ones now, are pretty brutal. I like the Pat Patriot.
The ones they wear now are the worst uniforms they've ever had. In the history of the organization, the ones they wear currently.
Agreed.
Are the worst.
Don't you think that... Brady being gone, and then a couple more years of Belichick, and then Belichick's gone. If there was ever a time.
New uni.
Rebrand.
Name change?
Well, that's too much.
Okay.
You want to keep some of the history.
Yeah.
But new unis.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it
sure.
be perfect?
Great
because
time.
Then, in your mind, you're like, oh, those unis, that's synonymous with Belichick and Brady.
It's what they did in 93.
Yeah, right.
Parcells, Bledsoe.
They started over.
New uni.
There should be a new Drake May, Gerard Mayo uniform. Whether those guys are here for 2 years or
not. Let's make it a Drake May uniform.
All right, Drake May uniform.
Yeah, I feel better about that one lasting a little bit. But so they announced this, and they did it with Tecmo Bowl graphics. It's actually not a bad look.
I like that, too.
For the Patriots social media team.
Right.
They're going to wear the throwbacks against the Texans week 6, possibly Drake May's first start.
Uh-huh.
They're going to wear them week 13, which I believe is going into the bye, against the Indianapolis Colts.
Mm-hmm.
So mark that down if you're looking for some Pats.
Those are two games with some buzz. Throwback uniform?
Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns last year decided to put that little elf on the field. That's that's one of their throwback.
Yeah, people didn't care for that.
What about you?
Oh, I didn't care for that. No.
I liked it.
Yeah.
You don't like a little elf?
No.
That's kind of on you, I feel.
It's
a cute little guy. I like a little mascot.
More of a me thing. I like the film elf.
That was a good film. But
I'm not trying to go with a football team.
That's why there's that great commercial from years ago. I think it was a Monday Night
Football commercial. It's really Celtics leprechaunish is really what it is.
I like that, too.
I don't like that.
You don't like the leprechaun?
You like Lucky?
Not the. I don't like Lucky. I don't like him doing flips.
Well, that's the
my
elf.
Lucky.
That's
just
the
like,
elf. What do you mean you don't like Lucky? That's
smokes a pipe, spins the ball on his finger.
No, that's what it is.
No,
it's the same thing.
No, different. So I like the
Buddy
logo.
Buddy the Elf and Lucky the Leprechaun, same thing.
I know, but I like the cartoon Lucky is what I'm saying. I like the logo Lucky. I like that. You put that on anything, a shirt, I'll buy it. You put it on a hat, I'll wear it. I don't like the guy. All due respect to him, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but the guy that does the flips around and all that other stuff.
Well, especially the new guy.
New guy.
The bad, the old guy, I think, was...
Oh, the old guy hit on my friend's wife. The old Lucky was dangerous.
No, the old Lucky...
Yeah. Problematic, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, I think he lost his job for very problematic... I didn't realize this specific incident.
Oh, he was going after my buddy's wife. Yeah.
Well?
Yeah. Well,
I think she said no.
I can circle back.
I don't know. Sounds about Scoops.
They're still married.
Scoops came on your buddy's marriage.
I text him.
Yeah.
You know, he was, he was like out of line. I was going to fight with Lucky at one point.
This is a much...
Put him in his place.
This is a much better...
That's a married woman, Lucky.
This is a more... That's really selling the brand is what it's doing. This
one's like, hey, you want to see me dunk? I'm like, yeah, of course I do.
Lay on my buddy's wife. He's like, hey, she's going to come out here. She's going to come out here and hold the basketball. Lucky.
There's no basketball to be found.
She's not holding the basketball, Lucky. She's not going to... Don't even.
I got to get her ready for the stunt back here.
Why are you asking for two basketballs, Lucky? I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, he was... That guy's a jerk.
Yeah,
but,
no, the old Lucky. Yeah, this one's much more family friendly.
I'm saying, like, I don't need, like, a human version of it. I just need, like, the mascot.
Yeah, I don't see the difference. I don't like it.
There's
like
an obvious difference. Like, one's like a 20-year-old guy that just flips off a trampoline. The other guy's spinning ball his finger. He's got a crutch. He could barely walk, the other guy.
What do you think?
The other guy is like in Cirque du Soleil.
Does somebody actually play that elf in Cleveland?
Not that I know of, but he's on some of the gear, right. And they painted him at the 50-yard line.
Right, but I'm saying if somebody plays that, maybe
they could. Yeah, like an old guy.
Maybe Lucky.
The old Lucky?
He
might be behind bars.
He's on the lam in Cleveland.
Dude, he was trouble.
Hitting on wives all over the Midwest.
Guy didn't care at all. Saw the wedding ring, went right for it. No respect.
Rules don't apply to me. I'm Lucky.
I think he was, because the Celtics were getting good at that time, and he just got a little too big for his britches.
Lucky.
Like, you're done.
Prima nocta, how dare you? How dare you, Lucky? 617-779-7937.
But anyway, there's going to be throwbacks for the... Boston or the New England Patriots this year.
Yeah, no, they look good.
That's good.
I don't know Bill's thoughts on a potential throwback uniform.
He must love them. If anything,
likes the red hat Patriot ones.
Yeah.
He must love them.
I would think.
Yeah.
There's some rich history there, bad teams, but real fans.
You think he's doing uniform talk on the podcast? No. Patricia's breaking down unis?
It's more X's and O's.
Yeah, it's more
transaction logs. If you listened to the last podcast, all it was is... He just named like 100 Patriots. He's like, hey, resign this guy, resign this guy, resign this guy, resign this guy.
They were kind of bragging about the Patriots roster, which is, and I'm higher on the Patriots roster, I guess, than a lot of people. I got them down for 6 wins. I don't even think that's that lofty of a goal. But I got them down for 6 wins. And a successful year, call it 8 or 9. They're like bragging about the Patriots roster. They're like, look at all the guys the Patriots get. These are our guys.
But the roster
is... And they're projected for 4.5 wins. And they're not favored in any games. And they're like thumping their chest about all the guys the Patriots kept.
But Bill, I don't think Bill maybe realizes, and maybe he's just too stubborn, and I don't blame him if he is, but he didn't lose his job because he's a much worse coach. Now, I'm not saying he's as good of a coach as he was 5-10 years ago. I think everybody gets a little bit worse. But I think where he really lost his job is the roster.
Personnel.
The personnel. Like, that was the biggest issue.
Game passed him by to a degree. Because I think it has passed him by, and I'm more critical of his coaching than you are, but the personnel is the much bigger issue.
Yeah, I don't think he's the perfect coach anymore. I'm just saying, but like the player personnel, like where you're investing in guards in the first round and you're spending all your money on special teams and like in some of these other positions. Yeah.
Jamar Chase update.
Oh, really?
In uniform today's practice.
This is just into the news desk?
It's according to Ben Baby.
Ben Baby?
Retweeted by Adam Schefter and quote tweeted by Adam Schefter.
So Schefter knows Ben Baby.
A practice status update. Ben Baby. Is
Ben
reporting.
Baby? Yeah, is it one word?
Yeah,
am I not saying it right?
Ben underscore baby.
Oh, Ben underscore baby.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ben Baby covers the Bengals for ESPN. Also an adjunct journalism professor at SMU.
He's an SMU adjunct professor?
You want his IG and Threads, or are you good on that?
Nah, I don't need any of that.
B-Baby 41.
Threads?
B-Baby 41.
He's on Threads?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, you already got...
You can't make Fetch happen. Nobody's on Threads.
Well, but he got...
Get off of Threads.
He's squatting. Because he's already got his Instagram. He's like, Threads is gonna be a thing. I gotta get in there and get BBaby41. I don't want any
it's
Ben
good
Baby.
Due diligence.
I don't want any Ben Baby impersonators out there on Threads.
By the way, many texts saying it's not an elf, it's a brownie. I don't know what that even means.
Like
so
the elf. Like the Girl Scouts.
Brownies.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's what the mascot is.
That's
for
what
the
it was?
I don't know. That doesn't care for that with me.
Okay, but Ja'Marr Chase is out there.
All right, so how do you feel now about your Pats are going to win?
Not as good about
okay.
Not as good about the cover.
Yeah.
I don't feel as good about that.
So does Zachary Taylor know what's going on? No, or is he just throwing him right up the scent? Or
hey,
he had no clue?
Zach Taylor, stand by, would you? Zach Taylor, is Ja'Marr Chase, is he actually on the practice field right now? Is he actually on the practice field? Oh, we'll see.
At what point?
We'll see.
You would think he would know that.
No, we'll see.
No, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Is he going to pop a hamstring week one? We'll see. Because
mm-hmm.
I did say this the other day. Ja'Marr Chase, active, but they don't really know what he can. They have no idea what he can do. That right. has the potential to be a real bad scenario for the Bengals, where they're trying to build a game plan around him. They don't know what he can do. You know, he hobbles off with a pop hamstring.
You don't know for sure.
Halfway through the first quarter. So
I'll take my chances, though, because even if he's like a decoy, like, aren't you going to still pay quite a bit of attention to Ja'Marr Chase?
Yeah,
I feel like it's better for T. Higgins.
Here's what I'll tell you. Bad update. With the line movement earlier today, I thought that was a Vegas indication he's not going to play.
I wonder if the line goes up a little bit now. Like, it's funny. You got to be like a quarterback usually for one player to really affect the line. Like, I remember there would be games where going into it, Patriots would be favored by whatever. And then you found out Gronk wasn't going to play. And you're like, oh, Gronk's not playing? And the line would barely half a point.
Right.
Yeah, like it's pretty set.
No, usually,
in there,
usually so. Non-quarterbacks, it does not move a ton. That's true.
But I don't know. Maybe they're just more and more people are basing it off of the Bengals' recent Week One history and are kind of catching up on that. And they see the big number and a lot of money was flooding in on the Patriots, and they're just trying
Could
to
be.
Balance it out.
So again, according to Ben Baby, you can follow him on IG and Threads.
No, don't.
Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase in uniform for today's practice. Yeah, I don't feel as good about that.
We'll see.
So that was a positive we'll see.
Yeah.
We're breaking that. We had, no one dissected the we'll sees like we did. We went through it like this Zapruder film earlier
today. I see
today.
Him right now. Bengals beat reporter Kelsey Conway of the Cincinnati Inquirer to get a video of Chase jogging out to the field, holding his helmet.
Jogging, though. He's not going full speed.
No, now he's actually walking. But he jogged up a mini hill, and now he's walking. He looks good.
He's gassed from that hill.
He might be tired.
Yeah, he might already popped a
hammy. He's out there. He's out there.
Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI is suggesting Clown Baby from Always Sunny. That was, is that going to be Charlie's name as a fighter? Was he Clown Baby?
That might have been.
Like a baby clown?
I think a baby clown.
I think that was Charlie. I'm trying to remember who that was now. Did Charlie fight D?
Oh, he might have fought D.
D was all roided up.
When was Roddy Piper in there? What was his character's name?
Yeah,
well, Roddy
Piper.
Yeah,
the maniac.
I think it was the maniac.
The maniac. That was the
Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey. Yeah. All right.
Draw the abs on.
That's an update on the Pats. Let's get into the grab bag. It's time for.
Let's see a fighter's name. Clown Baby.
Like a baby clown. We'll do the grab bag next.
It's time for Grab Bag on the Jones and Keefe Show, WEEI, all the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3-plus hours of the program, including Jones, Florida State out of the top 25.
Yeah, I can't see.
0-2 start, including getting beaten up by the BC Eagles.
Can't say that's surprising. They bench DJ, what's his name? Ugalele, did they bench him yet?
I hope so. I haven't heard that announcement, but I would imagine.
No, they should.
That's probably enough.
I would recommend that.
You've done enough.
Pull the ripcord.
Yeah, we don't need any more.
Yeah.
Hart and Arcander here as well from the afternoon show. Jaylen Brown, all kinds of fired up, ready for the season, is what you're saying?
Well, somebody tweeted at him, or maybe it was on Instagram,
yep.
Said Jaylen villain season downloading, and he said he's out for blood.
Which out I know, for blood?
I know you're probably happy about that, Hart.
I would have worn my jersey had I known we were going to talk about it.
Hart's excited about Jaylen Brown.
Out for blood. So who's he out for blood for? Team USA?
Tatum.
For Nike?
I mean,
this
guy who hacked his Twitter account.
Yeah, it could be.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, he was tweeting F Nike yesterday.
They
hashtag buy faith shoes, but that was a hack.
They both got to be mad at Steve Kerr. Even though I know Kerr didn't pick the team, but if you're Brown, you're like, all right, well, Grant Hill's not really associated, so I got to go after somebody.
Enemy
maybe Kerr
and my,
could have had say.
Enemy and my enemy is my friend.
So maybe they'll actually work together.
Yeah, maybe they'll work together on this one. Yeah.
Do you guys think Jaylen Brown has an all-NBA season?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
let me ask somebody who's a little bit more.
Arcan, all-NBA?
Yeah, I think he can. I think he can this
See?
Year.
See?
Yeah, I think
Arcandy
so.
Agrees.
Mm.
And I like arguing with Hart, but I do think that he'll have a good year.
It's a unified front there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's great.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab bag, 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 grab, grab bag.
Well, how about this? Shohei Ohtani is having a pretty nice season. He hasn't pitched this year because of the injury that he sustained, but he is right now closing in on a 50-50 season. 44 home runs to go along with 46 steals with, what, 3 weeks left to go in the season?
When you said 50? Closing in on, I thought the home runs would be a little closer than 44.
Hey, he's getting like a home run and a steal like every night.
Yeah, you think he gets six bombs?
Well, he got 40-40 the same game, right?
Yes. It was in the same game. Correct. And so,
which the first time he's ever done that. His steals are way up this year.
Push for it. He should absolutely go for 50. Who had the license plate? Was it Canseco?
Canseco. Yeah, yeah.
Canseco had the 40-40.
He was the original.
Plate? That was sick.
Yeah.
Canseco. That's like, yeah.
Canseco was good.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Get yourself like a chain or
now
something like that.
Now he's doing something, not to steal grab bag, but do you see that graphic? He's in some weird
home run derby
with like a streamer or something.
He'll probably beat the streamer, I think.
I would hope.
Yeah. He's
sad if he doesn't.
This is the guy that does.
Although some of those guys, like those bat testers, like have you ever seen those videos?
Oh, they hit rockets.
Holy crap, do they crush the
ball. There's a guy on like TikTok or Instagram or whatever, and he just tries out bats. And some of them like old bats.
Baseball
like,
bat bros.
Yeah. Baseball bat bros.
They crush the ball. His name,
yeah. It's like, oh, there's an old C-Core from like 1998. And is it a jugs machine or maybe there's a pitcher?
I think there's a pitcher.
And they just like have the camera from like behind home plate and they just socks moon ball
like
extra field.
X like college players or X like minor leaguers?
Must
be. These guys?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not just run-of-the-mill off the street the way they're crushing.
But, like, each ball is just tattooed. And he's like, oh, I can hear a different ping off of this one. You're like, oh, my God.
And they're at a random, like, chain-link fence field with, like, a highway in the back or something.
Yeah. Canseco was in a celebrity boxing match, and he got absolutely mopped up by some guy. Yeah, so
he was hurt. It was a rough and rowdy thing.
He was hurt.
It was a Barstool thing.
It was a Barstool thing, and he faked an injury.
Yeah, 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 right.
I think he was really hurt.
Either way, he didn't
trade. Canseco guy. I got to stick with my guys.
I see.
That he could throw the derby, though. If he could throw the boxing match, he could throw the derby.
Little known Andy Hart story. I loved Canseco so much in high school that I unbuttoned the jersey and did my swing the way he did.
Oh, jeez.
Nice. I didn't take baseball that seriously. Tough, right?
Yeah, he had .170 with two home runs.
Tough strike zone. Tough strike zone on that
multiple
guy.
Home runs?
Yeah.
I think two home runs.
I just said two, and he went, well,
he said batted 412, my friend.
412.
Somewhere in that range.
He said, I think two.
I also think two.
If I had two, I would know two.
I think one was a gapper, no fence.
There's a lot of I thinks.
Gapper, no fence count?
No.
Yes.
Gapper, no fence.
You ran around all the bases?
No errors.
No errors.
That's a home run.
Yeah, that's a home run.
Then I'm going with multiples. CTE.
Did you get the trot? Or was it you?
No,
you
yeah. I didn't get a trot if it's in the gap. Yeah. I was a little chunky.
412, only two. That's Ichiro number. That's a slap punch and Judy hitter over there.
Gary Sheffield would not be impressed.
Again, I didn't take it all that seriously. I was doing Canseco's like bob and weave with my jersey untucked.
I love how he's like, I think I hit 412. 412 is a very specific number.
Yeah.
It's not like I hit 400.
What was your OBP?
Ballpark.
A lot of walks. That's a tough strike zone.
No.
A lot of
walks.
A lot of hit by pitches.
Yeah.
Double digits.
I can see that.
Crowd the plate?
Yeah.
Crowded the plate, leaned into any curveball that I could reach with my upper arm.
Nice.
Twice didn't get the base.
Really?
Bastard.
Because they're like, strike two, sir. Back up.
It's an Andy Hart origin story.
It's an origin story.
Yeah, where
you
got
didn't
angry
give me
at the
first,
umpires,
and now I have to take it out on referees and umps the rest of my life.
Makes sense.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a grab bag.
All right, lastly, the cast of Dancing with the Stars has been revealed, and it includes former Patriot Danny Amendola.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Good footwork on that guy.
Oh, he's got a chance to win. I know nothing about any of this.
I feel like football players win all the time.
No, he's a good-looking dude who's athletic, footwork. Like, isn't he starred as a favorite?
His partner is Whitney Carson, so hopefully she's not married.
Wow.
Trouble for that guy.
You assuming?
Lucky is also on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, he's just moving in all of them.
Just moving in.
Yeah,
ballroom dancing with all these.
I read Anna Delvey is in it this year?
Who's that?
The fake heiress lady who scammed all those people?
Yes. I don't know who that is, but I see. I'm scrolling through. She's on there.
Fake heiress?
Dude, yeah. Eric Roberts.
Julia Roberts' brother?
Yeah, Emma Roberts' dad. If you guys are familiar.
Nope.
Reginald Val Johnson.
Nice.
Maybe they'll ask him about P. Diddy. That was a big story for a while. Tori Spelling.
Oh.
Tori Spelling.
Yes.
I got my money on her.
Dwight Howard.
Oh, that'll go poorly. That's not going to go well.
The dude from Worcester that did the pummel horse in the
I did see
Olympics.
He's on there. Steven.
Worcester.
I did see that.
I like him.
Yeah, Worcester guy.
Yeah, pummel horsing
around.
I got Amendola.
Amendola.
Yeah,
I'll
win
take,
it. The dude
Carl,
from
Carl
Worcester.
Winslow. Give me Carl Winslow.
Nice.
America's dad.
Nice.
We already talked about it. We got Schefter coming up on the show today.
Well, we have Alex Cora first at 3:30. Then we'll have Schefter coming up for his first of a season-long of appearances.
Is Cora going to officially throw in the towel during this interview?
I don't know. Are you asking to skip that or am I?
This I might have to. I don't know. I don't know if he's been listening lately, but it's been kind of unkind to Alex Cora, so it may be a quick interview.
Well, you asked him. You called him Skipper the other week?
I did.
100%.
Didn't know that was a thing you weren't supposed to do.
Why'd you do that?
How you doing today, Skipper?
Didn't know. I had no idea.
I've been binging a lot of
pregnant pause after that. Yeah.
General knowledge not to call anybody Skipper.
But you can't call anybody Skipper?
I wouldn't.
Call Schefter Skipper. See what he says.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
He can be sensitive, too, so we'll stay away from that in week one. Maybe week 17 we'll roll that
He
one
could
out.
Have some good intel, though, on Ja'Marr Chase out there on the practice field today. So we'll be listening to WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart and Christian Arcand. Stay tuned for it here on WEEI. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We got our season predictions for the NFL. We'll have more grab bag with these guys tomorrow. Lots more planned on the program. Tune in tomorrow at 10.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.